For those who don't know, there are two Our Cups, I hear. It's been very good, very... Anyone could have won it, but in the end, nobody won it. The referee decided to give an arbitrary decision. And that worm should be on the phone now. Radio 5 should be knocking down at referee's dressing room, saying to him, do you know, on behalf of all referees, how bad you are and how much of a threat to public unrest you are? Absolutely. I mean, the words like disgrace and scandal, of course, but that's exactly what this is. Anyone who watched that game tonight would have felt... All across football, this was a uniform thing. An absolute... And I'm sure, even I can just watch the Sky team talking about it, I'm sure they're talking around it and saying, cut, well, perhaps it should be addressed. No, let's actually get really angry about this. And I don't know how on earth to do it, but they should not forget this fellow tonight, Mike Reid and the FA, for shame and scandal. And if the Radio 5 don't get right on top of this and get them people out there tomorrow and say, how can you let people come this far, spend this much money, even the Chelsea supporters invest this much emotion in the game, let those players actually probably spoil themselves in the next 2 or 3 weeks. And this twit running around saying it, and just not having the balls as an organisation, referees, to say, yes, it is come about time. There's too much at stake now for referees just to be like some pre-war George Formby running around saying, oh, well, I made a mistake. It's too big. It's gone too far. In the end, if there had been a riot tonight, they'd have walked away blaming the supporters. And the fact was, it's bad old-fashioned management by the FA and it's lousy refereeing. But they've never in a million years would you see that. What you'll see, oh, crazy Chelsea supporters, crazy Leicester supporters. Nothing to do with that. I mean, look at it. I mean, it simply got me. I couldn't care less either of them won it in the end. I was hoping they got the penalty, so I wouldn't have to come on the air till late. But when you see that, it reminds you just, you know, what a load of mealy-mouthed blazer wearing. This goes right for a lot of this media as well, who don't come out and feel as badly as that when they're going to be balls up by some idiot like that.